You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
Gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to give them attention.
Ow! Solomon Nutcracker!
Oh, well, look. Nice.
Oh,
you look like a deranged Easter bunny.
Does not!
He does, too. He looks like a pink nightmare.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to this episode of the Christmas Podcasts podcast. My name is Sean, and in this episode, I'll update you on new episodes of podcasts that drop this week and give you a little overview about those episodes. Just to give you a little bit of clarification, the times I'm going to use for new episodes are going to be in the week from Saturday through Friday. But for this first episode here, I'm just going to give you an update on the latest episodes dropped by each of the podcasts we host on ChristmasPodcasts.com, even if it's been a while. I'm not going to review a podcast at this time because, well, there's just too much information to get you up to date on all the other podcasts. Alrighty then, without further ado, let's get started.
Rev up the engines!
First up is a new podcast called A Cozy Christmas Podcast with Art. He dropped his second full episode on August 14th called A Christmas Dinner with Mr. Dickens. Art is focusing on Charles Dickens this month and is starting off by giving a brief intro into his early life. Then he reads Charles's first Christmas story, A Christmas Dinner. This is the first of a few episodes to focus on Dickens's not-as-well-known Christmas story. Art's first two podcasts are a great start to his podcasting career. I suggest you check them out.
I knew I was handing Miss Shields a masterpiece.
The Merry Little Podcast dropped the episode The Victorian Christmas Part 4 on August 13th. Jeff Westover has been exploring in depth the Victorian Christmas. It's not exactly what you think of when you hear a Victorian Christmas. In Part 4, he dives into how the Civil War left its mark on Christmas and how those marks has shaped Christmas into what it is today. This is an immensely powerful episode in the history of the Victorian Christmas, and I would suggest that you go back and listen to parts 1 through 3 also. And just a little hint, he's also not done yet. There's another episode yet to come about the Victorian Christmas.
Does someone need a hug?
Tis the Podcast dropped their weekly episode on Monday, August 10th, titled This Year, to make the best nativity play that has ever, ever been, is Mr. Madden's. This is Anthony, Julia, and Tom's review of the 2009 British comedy Nativity. Now, to be transparent, they did take a week off from their every week dropping of episodes in order to prepare for this episode, as it was difficult for them to obtain a copy of some sort of the movie. But that didn't deter the trio from giving their review in their unique way. Plus, they discussed listener feedback and their ideas for what they would do if they were put in charge of making the 2020 John Lewis Christmas commercial. Now, if you have not heard of the John Lewis Christmas commercials, they're as big, if not bigger, than television Christmas shows in the UK. Just Google John Lewis Christmas commercial and you'll find links to old ones that will blow your mind. The elves are in fine form in this episode, so check it out.
I just wanted a hug!
The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas podcast dropped an episode on Sunday, August 9th. It's Ricky and Mary's 30th episode, and while it's still summer, they are looking ahead to Christmas plants that may be in the ground this very minute, being grown and prepared for the upcoming season. Vikram Baliga of the Plant Anthropology podcast joins them to talk about Christmas botanicals. And here's a disclaimer. Ricky takes no pride in admitting the fact that she knows nothing about plant life. That's why she's called in the professionals. Ricky and Mary always have fun in their episodes and come up with some exemplary ideas that really makes it a must-listen-to podcast.
Mommy's little baby!
The Seasons Eatings podcast with Glenn Warren always makes me hungry, and his episode that dropped on August 3rd is no exception. This episode is titled Stolen, and in this episode, Glenn explores the history of the German Christmas bread. He talks about how Stolen started from a protest about butter to become the popular year-round treat. If you love Christmas food, or just food in general, check out Seasons Eatings podcast with Glenn Warren.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
Tim Babb's Can't Wait for Christmas podcast usually drops on the 25th of each month. But with Christmas in July in full swings and the re-airing of Tracking Santa 2019 on Kringle Radio, to which both he and I do host hours of, he released it on the 23rd. This episode was his fifth anniversary listener special. He had actual listeners dropping by the Christmas Cave. To be honest, myself was one of them. And we had a conversation about Christmas desires, Christmas movies, Christmas songs, the joy of giving, and much more. It was a great time had by all. He's also in the middle of a made-for-podcast Christmas movie called A Bomb for Christmas. Check out Tim's previous episodes to get caught up on the movie and for some good laughs and some tidbits about Christmas you may not have even known.
What is it?
The Advent Calendar House usually drops episodes during the season, but this year Mike Westfall dropped some episodes during Christmas in July. His Garfield's Thanksgiving episode dropped on July 23rd. In this episode, he ends his countdown to Christmas in July by badly dancing to 1989 to celebrate the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season in Garfield's Thanksgiving. This is Mike's clear bronze medalist of Garfield's holiday trilogy, all thanks to a John Arbuckle going from a goofy pet owner to a gaslighting, mansplaining, hopelessly inept creep. Mike is joined by guests to review holiday shows and always describes himself and the guests with something relating to the show they are reviewing. Always good for a laugh there. And it's always good for a listen on different takes on different holiday shows.
I'm at one with the Yuletide, know what I mean?
Up next is Weird Christmas Podcast. Craig Kringle, and no, that is not his real name, released the episode called Christmas and Zen Buddhism, a talk with Brad Warner on January 9th. In this episode, Craig talks with Brad Warner, author of the new book, Letters to a Dead Friend About Zen. They discuss how Buddhism can help calm holiday stress and just stuff about Brad and Zen in general. It's Craig's mission to seek out the weird and crazy of Christmas, and he comes up with some doozies. If you like to go off the beaten path a bit, Weird Christmas Podcast with Craig is just for you. I'm hoping that Craig is just on a summer hiatus as his last episode dropped on January 9th and is going to be dropping some episodes in a couple months or so. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
It's not a dress, it's a kilt! Sicko!
Now with these next few podcasts, I'm working on getting them on the site christmaspodcasts.com. But I'm going to give you a little preview right now of their latest episodes just because I really enjoy these podcasts. If you're anxious to hear these episodes before I get them on the website, I'll let you know where you can find their feeds. Totally Rad Christmas dropped an episode on Monday, August 10th. It was a mini-episode titled 80s Christmas Mixtape. Now, Jerry Davila tosses in a mini-episode after every 10 episodes or so, and this is his second. In this mini-episode, he dives into Santa's mailbag via SD Kluger, takes some suggestions, and decides which Christmas movies have the best intro. Oh yeah, he also has a rad 80s mixtape. Check out Jerry's rad mini episode. Totally Rad Christmas can be found on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts.
Sweet. Totally.
Todd Killian and the Christmas Clatter podcast dropped an episode on July 30th called Christmas Always Connects Us. In this episode, Todd has a Christmas conversation with Jerry Davila of the Totally Rad Christmas podcast I just told you about. Todd always has a great story or a memory to share on every episode, and this is what makes his podcast so special. The Christmas Clatter podcast can also be found on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts.
Hey, light the lamp, not the rat, light the lamp, not the rat!
Now we head to the Southern Hemisphere with the Tinsel Tunes podcast. In Dwayne Bailey's episode on July 25th titled Feliz Navidad, he goes into the song by Jose Feliciano and listens to some versions suggested to him by his listeners. Glenn Warren from Seasons Eatings podcast joins him for a segment about the Boar's Head Carol. Dwayne is a musician and has introduced me to some songs from New Zealand and around the world that I was not well aware of, as well as reviewing some songs that are also well-known. It's a great podcast for Christmas music lovers. Tinseltunes can be found on Apple Podcasts.
The bell still rings for me, as it does for all who truly believe.
And finally, the Holiday Special Podcast dropped its latest episode on April 5th. The episode is called A Cranberry Christmas. In this episode, Rick Reynolds reviews A Cranberry Christmas. Rick gives his recommendations to a lot of obscure holiday shows and even has one of his sons on from time to time. His reviews always give me something to think about with shows that I have seen, and if I have not seen the show he's reviewing, that review of his usually gives me the urge to go watch it, even if it's something that he did not care for. Holiday Special Podcasts can be found on Apple Podcasts. And once again, kind of like Weird Christmas, since his latest episode dropped on the 5th, I'm hoping that he is just on hiatus and has found some holiday specials to review that he will drop this fall.
Well, this is one play that's not going to be commercial.
Well, that's going to about do it for this episode of the Christmas Podcasts podcast. My name is Sean, and I'm always looking for Christmas podcasts to listen to. So, if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to and talk about, or if you're a host of a Christmas podcast and would like to be featured on ChristmasPodcasts.com, here's what you do. You email me at Sean@ChristmasPodcasts.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Connery. And let me know which podcast it is and a little bit about yourself or about the podcast. If you have listened to any of all of the podcasts I've just talked about too, I also encourage you to go visit ChristmasPodcasts.com and leave a review for one or all of the podcasts there. Now at ChristmasPodcasts.com, we have compiled a list of Christmas podcasts and their 5 latest episodes for you to listen to. We have also provided a link to their feeds so you can download all of their episodes for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I'm Sean, letting you know to stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and remember, if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines with some eggnog listening to Christmas podcasts. The Christmas Podcasts podcast is a production of ChristmasPodcasts.com, a part of the My Merry Network of websites.
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.